to the Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Abraham Valadez. Date of birth, July the 14th, 1974. Case ID number is 837-8713. Date of exam, November the 9th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Palms Behavior Health Center, dated 8/15/2023. From Mission Regional Medical Center, dated 8/12/2023. And McAllen Medical Center, dated 7/27/23. Identifying information. This is a 49-year-old divorced and common law married male with two stepdaughters who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of bipolar disorder / attention deficit hyperactive disorder / obsessive compulsive disorder / dyslexia / and post-traumatic stress disorder, comma, and stomach pain / bloating. The claimant is presently employed as a maintenance man, which he's been doing for 2 weeks. Before that time, he was a welder for 2 years, and before that time, an electrician for 7 years. During the time that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a trailer with his common law wife and is not receiving disabilities at this time. However, the claimant states that he did receive disability for 13 years. Allegation number one, bipolar / attention deficit hyperactive disorder / obsessive compulsive disorder / dyslexia / post-traumatic stress disorder. The claimant states that almost all his life, since 2010, he has had problems with attention deficit, hyperactive disorder, bipolar disease, depression, and anxiety, along with problems with dyslexia and post-traumatic stress disorder. The claimant states he has racy thoughts, comma, is often disoriented, comma, decreased memory, comma, mild dementia, comma, insomnia, comma, decreased appetite, comma, impulsive behavior, comma, nightmares, comma, hallucinations, comma, decreased concentration, comma, and decreased ability to focus. The claimant states that he does see shadows and hears voices, and he has a history of assaulting his wife. The claimant states he's not motivated very much because of his condition and has had violent, homicidal, and suicidal actions. He angers very easily and has been known to have violent behavior. The claimant was in special ed all his life. And did graduate from high school at the 12th grade level. The claimant has had multiple suicidal attempts, times five, with ideation. He states he tried to commit suicide 5 times by overdosing on pills, and 1 time tried to hang himself and was almost successful. An MRI was performed on his brain, and it was negative after the attempt. At the present time, he's taking Xanax, 2 milligrams TID, Ambien, 10 milligrams QHS, Prozac, 20 milligrams QD. He states he takes no other medications at this time. The claimant did appear to be somewhat nervous and anxious. and does appear to have some problems with decreased ability to speak fluently. He is, however, working at this time. Allegations number two, stomach pain / bloating. The claimant states that in 1980, he started to have severe stomach aches secondary to lactose intolerance and gastroesophageal reflux disease. He states the character of the pain is a heartburn pain located in the epigastric area, which radiates down to the sides of his stomach. He states the pain can last for approximately 4 hours, and it's a pain that he has every day. The claimant states he has been diagnosed with a hiatal hernia and did have a hernia on physical examination. Associated symptoms. The claimant denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, melena, hematemesis, or weakness. He has lost approximately 64 pounds in the past year. He is presently food intolerant to milk products and spicy foods. He was diagnosed with gastroesophageal reflux disease with lactose intolerance, and he is presently on Prilosec 10 milligrams QD, which does help him with his symptoms, and he tries to avoid milk products. His condition at this time appears to be stable. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk one block, stand for 30 minutes, climb two flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a broom, button his clothes and lift approximately 40 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices he uses, and his physician is Dr. Jose Igoa. He is presently on no medications for pain and states that his main activity is working as a maintenance man. His daily activities include sleeping, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, but he does no other work. He states he rarely watches TV. Family history, non-pertinent at this time. Medications, Xanax, 2 milligrams TID, Ambien, 10 milligrams QHS, and Prozac, 20 milligrams QD. He also takes Prilosec, 10 milligrams QD. Medical problems, history of falling and hitting his head, history of status epilepticus, with positive EEG. The claimant is presently not taking any medications for seizure disorder. Bipolar anxiety / depression. Head injury in 2017. History of hiatal hernia. Umbilical hernia repaired in 2014. And a cholecystectomy performed January 2023. He states also that he was in a terrible motor vehicle accident in 2002 that affected his brain function. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 2 packs of cigarettes per day for 35 years. Alcohol. The claimant has a history of drinking 1 case of beer per day for 35 years. He has had he has had seizure disorder and possibly delirium tremors. He has been in psychiatric rehab 3 times for suicidal attempts. Substance abuse, the claimant states he's used marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, benzodiazepines, and methamphetamine. His last usage of these substance abuse medications within 2018. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 99.1 Fahrenheit, weight 186 pounds, height 5 feet 6 inches, BP 125 over 76 mmHg, heart rate 89 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 30. General, this is a 49-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild acute distress secondary to anxiety and nervousness. He appears also to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the third sentence? The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils could not be evaluated, secondary to the claimant having pinpoint pupils. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were not equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to abdomen? The claimant has the abdomen was soft, mildly tender in the epigastric area, and mildly distended also in the epigastric area. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ medley or masses appreciated on evaluation. The claimant does have an epigastric mass, which is from a surgical incision from a hiatal hernia that he had repaired. Could you drop down to skin? The claimant had multiple tattoos all over his body. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three, but had poor eye contact with me. His speech was not fluent, and his mood was extremely anxious and nervous for the time. He had decreased clear thought processes, and his memory was fair. Concentration was fair, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to after neurological to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well, except for some mild nervousness noted in his speech. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +5/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations secondary to his psychiatric condition, and has no other restricted limitations in his workplace environment except for obvious symptoms of bipolar disease, comma, anxiety, comma, depression, comma, mild decrease mental function, comma. Dyslexia, comma, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, comma, and post-traumatic stress disorder. Probable diagnosis is, number one, bipolar disorder / attention deficit hyperactive disorder / obsessive compulsive disorder / dyslexia / post-traumatic stress disorder. Confirm with subjective conversations and with medical records. His condition is stable at this time, however, extremely guarded, secondary to the fact that he has tried to attempt suicide 5 times. Allegation number 2. Milk intolerance / lactose intolerance and gastroesophageal reflux disease. Being treated at this time appears to be fairly stable, fairly normal physical exam except for a mild noted hernia in the epigastric area. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Abraham Valadez.